scripture reading and sermon text, please turn with me in God's most holy word to the New Testament and the Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 9. That's John 10, verses 1 through 9, which can be found on page 896 of the Church Bible. We move on to the next chapter, but it's still the aftermath of chapter 9 and our Lord's healing of the man born blind, such that he sees, not only physically, but spiritually. Meanwhile, the Pharisees and company, in their stubborn pride and self-righteousness, do not and cannot see, that is, with spiritual eyes. We aren't to forget them. And in fact, what follows can be taken as largely, primarily addressed to them in the original context. So with that said, let's concentrate and listen intently to it, to the word of the Lord. Again, John 10, verses 1 through 9. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. Amen. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Brothers and sisters, the theme of shepherding as it is found in God's written word is no accident. He would, in his sovereign providence, guide his people into the land of promise, a portion of real estate in the ancient Near East, which wouldn't be flat enough to be the most ideal region for agriculture, for an economy driven by agriculture alone. One result is that the Israelites would become dependent upon other things too, like shepherding. And so the image of the shepherd and his sheep becomes dominant, describing how David and other kings were to care for the nation, and ultimately describing the divine shepherd and how he would tend to his flock, his covenant people. It may be a bit insulting, at least that's how it may be taken, as sheep are known for their folly and vulnerability to so many perils and traps, sometimes self-inflicted. But that's the human race. That's you and me apart from the Holy Spirit. So it's a theme which abides and carries over on into the New Testament, as evidenced by John's Gospel, by John 10 in particular. In fact, related to this very thing, two more of Jesus' so-called I am sayings are found here in connection with the shepherding of God's sheep. He says, I am the door, in the verses immediately before us, but this will turn out to center on just one aspect of the broader reality of God's shepherding, about which Jesus eventually declares, I am the good shepherd. But it's the first of these that we're honing in on right here and right now. I am the door. Covenant Presbyterian Church, this is where we're heading tonight, as we're led by God's word, because Christ declares, I am the door, meaning the God we know in Jesus gets all the glory. We must enter his folds by him. Let's dig deeper by zooming in on 4 points, starting with first, the context. A study in contrast. The context, a study in contrast. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the Jewish religious leaders our Lord is challenging are just the latest example of those he sums up in chapter 10, verse 1, utilizing the double amen formula for emphasis. Truly, truly, or more literally, amen, amen. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. He's already implying then that the vital question is, who is the real shepherd of Israel, of the church? Well, it's not these pretenders or anyone like them. When such a one speaks, Jesus adds in verse 5, those who are genuinely God's sheep don't recognize the voice as anything trustworthy. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This would apply to any of the false prophets. It would apply to any of the imposter would-be messiahs who would arise prior to Christ, or who would even appear onto the scene later. Of course, the Pharisees would be the most direct and obvious reference point for these words. But we shouldn't be slow to tie them in with the false teachers of our own time and place, the televangelists and so forth, the big name celebrity preachers, the ones who do not take human sin seriously, the ones who play fast and loose with the Bible, the ones who proclaim gospels which are no gospel at all, like the health and wealth of the prosperity gospel and all of its name it and claim it nonsense, like the psychobabble gospel of self-esteem, like the American can-do gospel of adding your own merit and works righteousness to the equation, be it in its Roman Catholic or evangelical forms. And the list goes on. They all take away the offense of the cross. They all lack the pure call to repentance and faith. They are, perhaps more than anything else, missing Christ and his work. They are versions of what Michael Horton would label Christless Christianity a decade or so ago. These peddlers of all such distortions then and now are thieves and robbers, like those who enter the sheep pen by some illegitimate way. They aren't true shepherds. They don't love God's sheep. They are in it for themselves. They represent the enemy, if anything. And they don't even get what Jesus is saying here. Any sense of warning or need to cease and desist from the damage they are doing is lost on them. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, according to verse 6, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. Their blindness, you see, is costly, as their own souls and many others too are ruined in the process. This is why we must pay heed to and proclaim only the word of Christ. Such that his voice is heard, including his voice heard through his faithful messengers, from apostles and prophets in the past to pastors and teachers in the present. Christ, chiefly, preeminently, but also all those men whom he appoints and calls and equips to herald the gospel, are different. That they are in it because they care for the sheep, that they might, in love, tell them the truth in appropriate ways, no matter what. That's who you must listen to. as they expound God's word to you, that you might live by it. That's who and what we must aspire to if we are spiritual leaders. Others will fail us. He will not. Christ being the shepherd God of Ezekiel chapter 34, who would himself come in search of his flock. First, the context of study and contrast. Second, the first metaphor, the urban sheepfold. The first metaphor, the urban sheepfold. Beloved, Jesus unpacks what the bona fide shepherd is like in verses 2 through 4, and he illustrates what he's saying by pointing to the kind of sheepfold you'd find in a town or city where many shepherds would drop off their sheep for a time in order to come back and collect them, taking them to their destination. It's a picture of God's sheep being chosen and called out by name from among all others as the ultimate shepherd in Jesus comes to lay claim to his own. They hear and respond following their actual shepherd, following Christ as he leads them out. He enters by the door, after all. He doesn't attempt to bypass it, to sneak in. He doesn't have to. The gatekeeper opens to him, admitting him. You see, Jesus fulfills Scripture as the God-man possessing all of the qualifications as the righteous one, the sinless Savior. Only he could and would go to the cross and die the death of sinners like us to ransom and redeem us. Only he could and would conquer death to give us eternal life. Only in his name, as he intercedes for us in heaven, may we confidently approach a holy God with every barrier removed. Only he would realize every prophecy, every strand of the Old Testament scriptures and their trajectory, including those having to do with his sufferings and rejection. He would cut no corners. Only he would fit the bill, having and winning the approval of his heavenly Father and ours. So as I say to myself, I say to you, do not look to any other object. As an otherwise lost and wandering sheep, take your case to Christ, to this shepherd. First, the context, a study in contrast. Second, the first metaphor and the urban sheepfold. Third, the second metaphor, the rural sheepfold. The second metaphor, the rural sheepfold. Brothers, sisters, the metaphor does change a bit as we move on to verses 7 through 9. This is where the I am saying of Jesus comes in repeatedly in both verses 7 and 9. He prefaces it with these solemn words again. Truly, truly. Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. Now, what's going on here? Beforehand, he seems to have referred to someone else as the gatekeeper. Now, all of a sudden, he is calling himself the door or the gate. Well, for one thing, he no longer seems to have in view an urban sheepfold. Now he talks of a more rural sheepfold where there would be no literal door or entryway or passage in. Instead, the shepherd would keep watch and stand guard there, even lying down and sleeping there, even to that extent. He really would be the door, you see. And that's me, Jesus saying. I will protect my sheep from the attacks of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Against any threat to their right relationship with God, they will have to deal with me. I will be standing in the way. I will be there to blockade them. Again, he clarifies in verse 8, less than true shepherds don't do this. They won't, they can't, not as the fallen sinners that they are, weak in and of themselves, and more than this, not as the thieves and robbers that they are. It's beyond their spiritual, moral nature. If anything, their skin is not in the game when it comes to these sheep, like it is for the true shepherd, whose sheep are his own, his prized possession. If the choice boils down to their eternal harm versus these alleged shepherds sacrificing for them, well, these charlatans and their betraying ways and selfishness will win out, and their sheep will pay the price for it. Open to error, far from God, alienated from Him, and liable to destruction in both this life and the life to come. Which is why Christians, on the other hand, or those destined to become Christians, when all is said and done, will not listen to them at the end of the day. Not then, not now. Be it before, during, or after Jesus' first coming. Instead, they will stick with Christ, trusting and obeying His word, all because He authoritatively says, "I am the door." He is the divine Son of God, co-eternal with the Father and equal. The great I Am revealed to Moses in Exodus chapter 3. And because He is the I Am, He will, when it comes to all we need. He will provide. Because of His person and its exalted dignity, all His work will prove to be adequate and effective. Being shepherded by Jesus, as pastor and commentator Richard Phillips highlights, yields three specific and wonderful benefits, which our Savior outlines for us in verse 9. Number one, salvation. In Christ, in His fold, we are sheltered from our Creator's just indignation, His wrath on account of our disobedience and rebellion and sin and unbelief. If anyone enters by Me, he will be saved. Like I do, you find in Jesus a fortress, a haven. Praise and thanks to the covering of His blood and righteousness, paving the way for reconciliation with God, for His Spirit making us new and taking up residence in our hearts and lives. Salvation will never come by what we bring to the table, by what we do. It all hinges on Christ, the door for the sheep. He is the way, as He will also set forth a little later in John 14, verse 6. The way to the Father, to restored fellowship with Him, to increasing fellowship with Him. He is the way back home to heaven itself. Number one, salvation. Number two, safety. He will be saved, and in addition, He will go in and out. Christ will have their backs, because He too will go in and out, accompanying them, like it says the longed-for shepherd would do, according to Moses' words in Numbers chapter 27, verses 16 and 17. Thus is He our invincible defender. Thus are we recalled by Him when we go astray. Thus are we kept. Wherever we are, whatever our circumstances, no matter our failings and sense of helplessness, because His is the keeping power. By His grace, He forever preserves us. Number one, salvation. Number two, safety. Number three, satisfaction. He will be saved and will go in and out, and plus find pasture. God is no killjoy. His Son has come to give everlasting happiness and peace. He is the bread of life, after all. His are the rivers, the streams of living water. He promises to fill the soul, quenching its thirst. And the paradox is that leading a self-serving life will mean only misery and more misery, while self-denial and following of Christ will lead to wholeness and rest. He leads his sheep to good green grass, to that which gives life and nourishes in his word, to that which he will enable you to acquire a taste for, such that you will find his food and drink in precious, prayerful communion with him to be sweet. A counterfeit joy will be fickle, sort of like the news cycle, giving you something to smile about perhaps every now and then, fleetingly, but it won't be long before disappointment and tragedy will dominate and take over once again. The satisfaction Jesus gives, rooted in himself, is, on the other hand, lasting and sturdy. First, the context, a study in contrast. Second, the first metaphor, the urban sheepfold. Third, the second metaphor, the rural sheepfold. Fourth, the application, a universal invitation. The application, a universal invitation. Dear family of God, who does Jesus direct this "I am" saying to? Who is he, or will he be, the door for? Anyone. No qualifying limitations. This imparts hope to us all, to each and every one of us. Provided, of course, that you, that I, turn to Christ. Anyone, he says, who enters by me. What is the intent and purpose of a door? To merely be looked at? To be admired? That we might stand in front of it? To remain on the outside looking in? No, but as with me, its design is to give you access, that by it you might enter in. So what are you waiting for if you haven't already done so? Call upon Jesus. Enter in through him, through God's incarnate Son. And he will receive you as one of his invaluable sheep. He will care for you all your days. In death and throughout all eternity. First, the context, a study in contrast. Second, the first metaphor, the urban sheepfold. Third, the second metaphor, the rural sheepfold. Fourth, the application, a universal invitation. Brothers and sisters, there's no escaping sin and judgment by any other means. There's no other refuge and security. There is no other mending to yours and mine and the world's brokenness. There's no other fountain of blessing and life aside from our Lord. The British Baptist pastor and evangelist Charles Spurgeon, back in the 1800s, would drive home the point by telling the story of travelers on the Russian plains being pursued by wolves, their horses rushing forward madly with a savage beast hot on their heels. They barely made it to some huts, and without delay they could hear the ferocious predators crashing against the sides and leaping onto the roofs. howling and thrashing. We need our Savior, Shepherd. Our plight outside of Him as sinners is monumentally more distressing and deadly. But He is all sufficient, which we discover if only we enter in by the One who is indeed the door. And once we do, we need not live anymore in abject terror of what might become of us. We can lie down and live out our days armed with gospel assurance, knowing we aren't abandoned to this wilderness, knowing that He is by our side. Amen.